This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. During our fall pledge drive, we are asking for your help to maintain community radio in the Upper Hudson Valley, to maintain one place on the dial where you have a choice to air your views, to maintain one part of the local media landscape that still remains and doesn't go out of business. We're asking you to go to wgxc.org/donate. Call 518-697-7400 or visit any one of the three local record stores participating in the WGXC Fall Pledge Drive. That's Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, Tondo Books and Records in Hudson, or the Boom and Bloom Shop out on Route 145 in East Durham. Do it today. Go to wgxc.org/donate and make a difference in your community by supporting local community radio.
This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. The stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. The stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
On Sunday, October 9th, turn out or tune in to a performance of Elvis Perkins in Deerland at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Elvis Perkins in Deerland is Columbia County resident Elvis Perkins playing with Nicholas Kinsey, Brigham Bro, and Wyndham Garnett. They don't play too often out in the Hudson Valley, but they have played at the Newport Folk Festival and the Primavera Sound Festival. This is their first Hudson Valley appearance in a decade. To turn out or tune in, there'll be a live webcast at wgxc.org from 8 to 10 p.m. Sunday, October 9th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Go to the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org for more information.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Round Top Productions in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Patricia Doxey reports for the Daily Freeman that a map creating new legislative districts in Ulster County violates a state law that specifies how much each of the county's 23 legislative districts can vary in population. However, the independent Ulster County Reapportionment Commission that created the new map will not fix their mistake, Chairman Regis Obdyski said. Even if the commission took action, Republican Elections Commissioner John Quigley said he is unsure if the board can legally accept a new map. The independent commission created the new map over the course of 29 meetings held between January 2021 and July 2022. It submitted a final plan to the Ulster County Board of Elections in mid-July. Obojiski said County Attorney Clinton Johnson recently told the commission that the map was illegal because it did not conform with the size parameters required under the 2021 law, requiring that district populations vary by only 5% overall. According to a memo to legislative leaders from Johnson, the difference between the most populous district in the city of Kingston and the least populous district in the eastern part of Lloyd is more than the 5% difference required by the law. Obojiski this week admitted commission members discussed the issue in a series of emails, not in an open meeting as required under the law, and the majority of the 7-member board decided it would not be willing to reconvene to redo the map. Legislative Chair Tracy Bartles called the commission's refusal to reconvene, quote, a serious shirking of their duties, unquote, and said, quote, the idea that the default is waiting to be sued and to force the county to spend money on a lawsuit that it can't defend, I don't understand, unquote. Minority Leader Ken Ronk said, quote, the commission could reconvene. It doesn't seem like they're going to. The Independent Redistricting Commission is just that, independent. If they want to reconvene, that's up to them. I can't make them, unquote. County Democrats have suggested they would file a lawsuit to force the creation of a new map. However, nothing has been filed to date, Johnson said. The deadline to file is November 13th. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Tyler A. McNeil reports in the Daily Gazette that Representative Paul Tonko has declined to participate in another debate this election cycle. Tonko will not agree to a debate hosted by the Daily Gazette October 19th in Schenectady. Liz Joy, Tonko's Republican opponent, has said she would participate in this event and at least two other debates. But Tonko has only agreed to one with public television station WMHT on October 27th. Tonko campaign spokesperson Sean Madges said, and I quote, Councilman Tonko looks forward to the debate he has already accepted on October 27th to further demonstrate to voters his record on growing the Capital Region economy, fighting for reproductive rights, and repairing democracy after his opponent organized a bus trip to the January 6th insurrection. End quote. Joy, meanwhile, criticized Tonko for ducking so many debates. Joy said, and I quote, it's disgraceful that a career politician since 1976, Paul Tonko, refuses to accommodate the request of the Daily Gazette. End quote. In 2020, when also running against Joy, Tonko would only agree to one debate. The 20th congressional district election begins October 29th and now includes Rensselaer County. Read the full story in the Daily Gazette.
Melanie Lekasevic reports for Capital Region Independent Media that the town of Queeman's tentative 2023 budget has been released and it calls for a 3.17% increase in town taxes. The tentative spending plan is under review and will go through several iterations before the final budget is voted on by the town board in November. 2023 tentative budget totals $2.92 million, an increase in spending of just under $85,000 over the current year. If approved as is, the tax rate would increase 0.09 cents for every $1,000 of a property's assessed value, which is under the state mandated tax cap, according to Town Supervisor George McHugh. So a property assessed at $150,000 would see a tax increase of $13.50 in 2023. The tentative budget does not provide salary increases for the town supervisor and town council members. Each of the two town justices would have their salaries increased to $25,000 annually. Town clerk's salary would rise to $52,000, and the highway superintendent would see a pay hike to $61,500. Hugh called the tentative budget prudent and fiscally conservative. Quote, this budget as proposed is balanced, protects taxpayers, and provides for vital services to our residents, such as public safety, emergency management services, quality of life initiatives, park improvements, and contingency planning, all while maintaining flexibility in case of any unforeseen circumstances, unquote, he said. The preliminary budget is projected for approval in late October, Following a public hearing, the town board would be on track to adopt a new spending plan in mid-November. Read more about this story at theupstater.com.
Philip Pantuso reports in the Times Union that Republican commissioner for the Ulster County Board of Elections sent an email to thousands of Ulster County voters last week saying that their absentee ballot is on the way and that they should vote for his father. James Quigley is running for Ulster County Executive, and his son, John, is one of the Republican commissioners for the Ulster County Board of Elections. The son sent the email to 18,000 voters. That included 3,000 voters who the campaign found out legally are voting with absentee ballots. But the Quigleys clearly mixed up the email accounts and contact lists and also sent the emails to people who had subscribed to emails from Republican James Quigley's campaign. Quigley told the Times Union on October 11, someone in the campaign staff, and I quote, uploaded the wrong file into the mailing program we're using to communicate with voters. The email was inadvertently sent to the database for all the registered voters. Sending the email from the account of a Republican commissioner for the Ulster County Board of Elections made the mistake worse. Ashley Dittus, the Democratic commissioner for the County Board of Elections, said, and I quote, people thought it was the commissioner telling them their ballot was on the way. What was disappointing to me is that it came from a campaign email, not a Board of Elections email, end quote. About 15 minutes after sending the first email, the campaign sent a correction email. But that second email went to some spam folders, several Republicans said, perhaps filtered because it was the second email in quick succession from a political campaign. James Quigley said, and I quote, factually, there is no inaccurate information in that email. The only problem is the wrong people got it, end quote. And there will not, apparently, be any consequences for the mistake. Read the full story in the Times Union.
Joshua Solomon reports for the Times Union that New York's recently enacted law setting requirements for concealed carry of firearms will remain in effect in its entirety after a federal judge issued an interim administrative stay on a lower court's order that would have scaled back several of the legislation's key elements. Stay means the law will remain in effect until a three-judge appellate panel can consider the arguments on both sides. State Attorney General Letitia James' office this week appealed the initial restraining order issued by U.S. District Judge Glenn T. Sotheby. The law had been championed by Governor Kathy Hochul and other Democrats as a necessary public safety measure and an effective response to the U.S. Supreme Court's summer ruling invalidating the state's previous concealed carry requirements. Sotheby's temporary restraining order would have temporarily halted the requirements that permit applicants must disclose their social media accounts for the previous 3 years, as well as the identities of relatives, including spouses who can serve as character references. They also would not have to sit for in-person interviews with local officials in order to demonstrate their, quote, good moral character, unquote. The legal action against the new law was brought by Schenectady County resident Ivan Antoniuk and members of the Second Amendment advocacy group Gun Owners of America. Read more about the story in the Times Union.
Mike Guisdallo reports for the Troy Record about the candidate forum the Rensselaer County League of Women Voters held with Republican Jake Ashby and Democrat Andrea Smythe October 5th for the New York State Senate District 43 seat that covers parts of Rensselaer, Albany, and Washington counties. Smythe, the Democrat, said, and I quote, I will definitely make sure that women's rights and equal pay are a top priority for me. In addition, I will make sure a fair share of state funding goes to upstate New York and that we are a priority once again in making sure that opportunity and economic opportunity are in every community in upstate New York. Lastly, I will continue the hard work and accomplishments that I have achieved on behalf of women and children in all types of housing, economic development, workforce development, health insurance, and child care arena, end quote. The Republican Ashby named different priorities. Ashby said, and I quote, "The top three legislative goals that I would have is supporting legislation, getting it across the finish line that's going to reduce crime. We are currently seeing a rapid uptick in and have over the last few years. Reduce the cost of living and the economic burden that we are seeing in New York State, as well as to work together. I think division is among the things that ranks right up there with these other issues that we need to demonstrate as leaders that we're willing to work together to make these accomplishments, to bring our state back into the right direction," end quote. Ashby is currently the assemblyperson for the 107th District, and he crowed about one bill he helped pass. Ashby said, and I quote, "One of the goals that I have is legislation that we were able to pass in the New York State Assembly unanimously, which was the Staff Sergeant Alex Jimenez Legacy Bill. I worked with my colleague Catalina Cruz out of Queens. I met with the family of Staff Sergeant Jimenez, and what this bill would do, it would provide state resources to families who are serving in the military who have family members here who are undocumented. New York would be the first state in the country to provide such resources. It is based off a federal program called Parole in Place," end quote. Smythe names the lack of affordable housing as an issue impacting many. Smythe said, and I quote, "So I really believe that especially in the way that housing is being discussed, it's a very New York-centric discussion. I will seek upstate bipartisan support to make sure that affordable housing is going to address the affordable housing issues of upstate. This could include, for example, reducing incentives for developers to clear-cut land, which is not environmentally friendly, and instead giving first-time home buyers the opportunity to stop renovating older homes, stop using fossil fuels, and get a tax break that would have gone to top developers and have it go to the young homeowners so that they can not only contribute to environmentally sound homeowning, but they can make sure it's more affordable by having some tax breaks that would allow them not to have to pay for improvements that would be required," end quote. The WGXE Newsroom has a link to the full debate, and you can read the full story in the Troy Record.
And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
And now, here is your WGXE weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, showers are likely, mainly after 2 p.m. The temperature high will be 69 degrees. Thursday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 8 p.m. And some of those storms could produce heavy rainfall with a temperature low of around 51 degrees. And on Friday, a chance of showers before 8 a.m. It will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 67 degrees. And Friday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 42 degrees. And that's your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Thursday, October 13th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on 90.7 FM WGXC. During our pledge drive, we're asking for your help, wgxc.org/donate, to make a difference and keep great community programming on the air. Like Thursday, October 13th, we are preempting some of our normal programming. And at 1 p.m., we're going to air live the January 6th congressional hearing from Washington, D.C. That's the January 6th congressional hearing on from 1 p.m. till probably about 4 p.m. on the air on Thursday, October 13th on WGXC. Another reason you might want to give, and keep WGXC on the air at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. You can also make a donation this week at any of the three local record stores accepting donations for WGXC. That's John Doe Books and Records on Warren Street in Hudson, Spike's Record Rack on Main Street in Catskill, and the Boom and Bloom Record and Flower Shop on Route 145 in East Durham. Stop by and make a donation to WGXC today or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a difference in your community today.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
On Saturday, October 22nd, come out to Wave Farm and view the installations. It's part of WGXC's Fall Pledge Drive. Noon to 6 p.m. on Saturday, October 22nd, Wave Farm will welcome drop-in visitors for tours of the campus, including the WGXC Acre Studio and the many installations on the property that employ radio in some way. Also, community members and local nonprofit organizations can come by to record public service announcements to air on 90.7 FM, and members of the public can record a station ID for WGXC. Again, that's Wave Farm is open for visits on Saturday, October 22nd during the WGXC Fall Pledge Drive from noon to 6 p.m. Go to wgxc.org for more information, and we'll see you on Saturday, October 22nd at Wave Farm.
Everything is real radio.
Everything is real radio.
Everything is real radio. Radio. Radio.
The Everything is Real radio program broadcasts here on WGXC 90.7 FM every second Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. Don't miss it.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, October 13th. Local early morning temperatures range from 52 degrees in Tannersville to 57 in Ankrum. Regional average soil temperature is 56 degrees. The nearest possible snowfall today is 850 miles away on the northern border of Wisconsin. Here locally, we're going to see a high of 67 at 3 p.m. and the day is looking pretty rainy with wind gusts in the afternoon, reaching 28 miles per hour. After dark, rain gets stronger and brings along chances for thunder. We see a low of 52 before the rain calls it quits near dawn. Friday, things dry out and we get a sunny afternoon with a high of 66. Overnight, it cools to 43. Then, Saturday, still dry with a high of 68, so go enjoy those trees while you can. Sunday is looking rainy with a high of only 65. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 12:19 a.m., high tide at 6:01 a.m., low tide again at 12:17 p.m., and high tide once again at 6:15 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 60 degrees, and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 6:05 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:01 a.m. Looking way up, we see flare chances are coming in at 35% for M and 1% for X-class flares that could fluctuate upward a little bit today. Solar wind speed is currently 304 kilometers per second at 0.43 protons per milliliter. That's pretty scant. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 15 MHz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. The current sunspot number is 62. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And if today's forecast happens to have you filled with doom and gloom, head on over to Boom and Bloom Records and Flowers on Route 145 in Durham. While you're there, make your day even better by donating a little bit to WGXC. We all got to stick together.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jeff Moore of Copake, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Remember, during the current WGXC Tower Power Pledge Drive, from now through October 28th, there are three ways to donate. You can go online to wgxc.org/donate. Go to any WGXC or Wave Farm webpage and hit the donate button, or use the donate button on the Wave Farm app that's now available for both Apple and Android users, and it's free in the App Store. Or besides going to wgxc.org/donate, you can call 518-697-7400 to make a donation. That's 518-697-7400. And this pledge drive, now through October 28th, you can also make a donation in person at three local record stores: Spike's Record Rack at 395 Main Street in Catskill, John Doe Books and Records at 434 Warren Street in Hudson, and the Boom and Bloom Record and Flower Shop at 2176 Route 145 in East Durham are all also taking donations for WGXC. If you go there and buy a big stack of vinyl records, you can tell them to make part of the proceeds go to WGXC. Just ask about WGXC at the counter. They'll give you a free WGXC bumper sticker if you want, and you can make a donation in person at Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, John Doe Books and Records in Hudson, and the Boom and Bloom Record and Flower Shop in East Durham, or go online to wgxc.org/donate and help out during WGXC's Tower of Power Pledge Drive.
A radio network, an empire upon an empire. I make no promises.
News on the march.
With one purpose only: to point out and make public the dishonesty, now in complete control of the government of this state.
There is only one man who can rid the politics of this state of the evil domination.
Hello. Hello.
I'm Rob Saffer. I create and produce Overlooked, a show for underplayed and overlooked music of all kinds. I'm also a dedicated WGXC listener. I love the other music shows, the news, and the Better Weather is the best. Because I listen, I pledge. I'm a sustaining supporter. Because community radio matters now more than ever. Go to wgxc.org/donate and donate. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, for me, thinking about why supporting WGXC matters, like, yeah, we're here to provide content that we hope you enjoy. I hope you come back for.
Yay.
But also, like, just getting in the studio sometimes and being able to make whatever it is we got to make, you know, and not being too concerned about it being perfect, but just being ourselves. I feel like that's therapeutic a lot of times on a Friday after a long week.
For less than 70 cents a day or 20 bucks a month, you could become a WGXC monthly supporter.
Please donate to WGXC to keep Catskill Cabin Getaway and all the other fantastic shows going.
Sustaining support is charged monthly to your credit card or PayPal account at any level you choose. It's a tax-deductible charitable contribution and very easy to cancel at any time. So to make a recurring donation or to make a one-time gift, go to wgxc.org/donate, or you can call 518 617-697-7400. 518-697-7400.
Anyway, if you are listening, you appreciate having different voices on the air than you typically hear. Having young people who have built the radio show literally from the content to the music to how we introduce everything about it. The sound engineering, the tech, every little bit of it is done by young people at the clubhouse.
WGXC has served Greene and Columbia counties in New York for over 11 years, and I'm one of the programmers who started with the creation of the station in 2011. Keep community radio in the community.
Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
Well, my friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play, and I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming on. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered yet, but I hear him coughing all night long. Oh, 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song. Sorry, baby, doesn't look like me at all. I'm standing by the window where the light is strong. Ah, they don't let a woman kill you, not in the Tower of Song. Grown bitter, but of this you may be sure. The rich have got their channels in the bedrooms of the poor, and there's a mighty judgment coming, but I may be wrong. You see, I hear these funny voices in the Tower of Song. I see you standing on the other side. I don't know how the river got so wide. I loved you, baby, way back when. And all the bridges are burning that we might have crossed, but I feel so close to everything that we lost. We'll never have to lose it again. Now I bid you farewell. I don't know when I'll be back, hour down the track, but you'll be hearing from me, baby, long after I'm gone. I'll be speaking to you sweetly from a window in the Tower of Song. Friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play, and I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming on. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song.
And the Tower of Song in this metaphor is WGXC Creative Community Radio. We are your local place to have a voice. The one spot on the public dial. The public should own the airwaves, right? They're public property like parkland. But there's only one sliver on the dial where you can open the door and come right in just about any time you want. That's WGXC 90.7 FM, a community radio station. It's different than public radio. It's different than commercial radio. We are not allowed to run commercials here. We only have people speaking their minds about their issues and playing the music that they want to hear and hope that you want to hear. We don't get huge government funding. We get some grants from well-off individuals who deem WGXC an important thing to have in the community. That's because WGXC fosters more communication, more discussion on local issues, shines a light on things you might not know about, constantly covers the local congressional campaigns and representatives and their votes in office. WGXC is a repeated voice for the environment, lending local microphones to fish in ponds, frogs in wetlands, birds in trees, and more are invited on the air at WGXC, as well as stories about their survival. As man-made change alters their ecosystems, WGXC is there with news on the subject. Listening to every exhaust pipe for the changes in the carbon count. So back to the Tower of Power pledge drive that we're talking about here this fall on WGXC. It is a decision whether we want to keep on this Tower of Song. This Tower of Song is quite expensive. We are on the biggest Tower of Song you could find in Greene County. And it's our single biggest expense as a community radio station. We are constantly trying to lower the cost there. We recently went solar powered, so much of our electricity costs at our expensive tower are muted. But we still have to pay an awful lot of rent. We got to keep that brand new transmitter that we just installed giving you a better signal. Got to keep it cool in the summer and warm in the winter so it doesn't freeze. So it can send you 3,300 watts of community voices beaming your way all the way to Pittsfield, Massachusetts, to Great Barrington, Massachusetts, past Pine Plains into Connecticut, across northern Ulster County and northern Dutchess County, into some parts of eastern Schoharie County and eastern Delaware County, and covering most of southern Albany County and southern Rensselaer County, and almost all parts of Greene County and Columbia County, and on the internet around the world through a free app. It's available for both Android and Apple users. Go to the App Store and download the Wavefarm radio app. For free, you can listen anytime you want, wherever you want. You can even broadcast back into the system. It's easy to transmit and become a transmit partner at WGXC. But this pledge drive is a referendum on that tower. We have to decide whether we can continue to afford to keep that antenna on that tower and broadcast all the way to Pittsfield and all the way to Great Barrington and all the way to Middleton. Out past Prattsville. So we need a few more sustaining supporters this time to go to wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. If you can do that today, if you can go to wgxc.org/donate and become a sustaining supporter, it just costs 17 cents a day, $5 a month, or you can give more. It's up to you. You can give less. You can stop it at any time. It's on your credit card. You have the power. You have the technology. Go to wgxc.org/donate. And become the latest sustaining supporter and make a vote to keep WGXC on that expensive tower, to keep WGXC beaming out our signal all the way to Pittsfield. Because the alternative is to take down the antenna off that expensive tower and find a lower spot. A spot that might not cost as much, but won't get the signal quite as far. We get calls and letters from people that don't have internet service, that do not subscribe to cable TV, and they get all their news coverage from WGXC, from Democracy Now! In the morning, from local news in the morning, from shows discussing local and international issues, from things like airing the January 6th hearings from Washington, D.C., which WGXC has done often, from airing the impeachment hearings before that. We're the only source of that kind of information for many people in this area. And if we have to come off that big tower, that means those people won't be able to hear. We also get letters and donations from incarcerated folks in local prisons who listen to WGXC, and it's, again, one of their only sources of information about what's going on in the world. If you want to keep it that way so those people aren't cut off from all information, then consider making a pledge today at wgxc.org. wgxc.org/donate. Go there. Become a sustaining supporter today. And help out all kinds of folks in your community. And know that WGXC will continue to come your way. We want to thank some of the people who have done that. Tim from Manhattan is a new monthly sustaining supporter who went to wgxc.org/donate to pledge his generous support for the community radio in the Upper Hudson Valley. We also want to thank Sarah in Stockport for giving at wgxc.org/donate. We want to thank anonymous listener in Portland, Oregon for going to wgxc.org/donate. And we want to thank another anonymous listener in New York City for going to wgxc.org/donate and making a difference in your local community. Also want to thank an anonymous Hudson listener for going to wgxc.org/donate, making a generous one-time gift. So you too can go to wgxc.org/donate and make a generous one-time gift, a small one-time gift, whatever you can afford, or you can become a sustaining supporter and really make a vote for WGXC to stay on that tower. If we know we have the income coming in, then we can say we can afford to stay on that tower and keep broadcasting Democracy Now! Every day to the far reaches of the Upper Hudson Valley. Across the entire area, get to hear Amy Goodman's take on the national international news. Plus, you get to hear Philip Grant on the local news. All sorts of local WGXC shows broadcast live from Philmont, from Catskill, from Greenport, from Caro, from Rensselaer County, and more. Please consider going to WGXC.org and making a difference today in your community.
And you thought the beat slowed down? Come on! Turn me loose! Just turn it up! Power to the people, y'all! Yes, we missed ya. Let's get it together. Make a nation. You can bet on it. Don't sleep in it. Cause the troops go deep in it. Turn it up. Turn me loose. Power to the people. Turn me loose. Turn it up. Come on. Come on, y'all.
Welcome to 2022 Tonks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
They're going to simply show the rest of their hand, or they're still debating among themselves what to do with this final hearing.
CBS congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane explains a review of evidence at today's final January 6th committee hearing. No witnesses are scheduled to appear. Since July, the committee has interviewed more members of former President Donald Trump's cabinet and received a trove of Secret Service communication leading up to the Capitol riot. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio wants $33 billion to aid in the recovery from Hurricane Ian.
We will fight for the money, as we've supported for other states, that is needed for emergency relief. Money that's going to be spent now, not money that's going to be spent 5 years from now.
All 16 of Florida's GOP members of Congress voted against the recently approved stopgap funding bill, which had $19 billion in FEMA disaster aid, though not specifically dedicated to Ian recovery. The Treasury is investigating Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' migrant transports to determine if the Republican improperly used COVID-19 aid. State lawmakers had directed $12 million in interest earned from COVID-19 aid to be used to transport unauthorized people from Florida, not necessarily from other states like Texas. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones was ordered to pay $965 million to the families of Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victims. Families accused Jones of pushing the lie that the 2012 shooting spree didn't occur. Jones admitted during the hearing he was wrong. Pennsylvania Democratic Senate nominee John Fetterman weighed in on the controversy surrounding the effects of a stroke he suffered in May, asserting his cognitive function and memory have been unaffected.
There's no secret that sometimes I'm going to miss words, and sometimes I'm going to mush two words together, and that's the truth.
Fetterman's fitness to serve has come into question as NBC News reported it used closed captioning equipment to assist him in a recent interview. Early voting is underway in several states. Civic groups urge planning how and when to vote. Piney Chiaron with the Arizona chapter of the League of Women Voters says the website vote411.org provides clear, unbiased information.
This is an easy way in which they can find out what does that ballot initiative mean? If I vote yes, what does it mean? If I vote no, what does it mean? And people who support it, what are they saying? And people who oppose it, what are they saying?
The California Attorney General launched an independent investigation into the Los Angeles City Council over the city's redistricting process. The move comes on the heels of leaked audio of three council members scheming to protect Latino political strength in council districts. Racist language was used, including accusations council member Michael Bonin used his young black son as an, quote, accessory.
My husband and I are both raw and angry and heartbroken and sick for our family and for Los Angeles.
Some council members have stepped down. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In the last few days, millions of Americans have started voting early in person or by mail. Some elderly, disabled, and working people may need help in returning their ballot, but in some states, there are restrictive rules about who can return it if you need assistance. Typically, an elder or disabled voter depends on a family member to get a ballot returned by mail or dropped off to an election office. In Alabama, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Virginia, only a voter can return the ballot, with few exceptions. For the mobility disabled, this can be a significant barrier, whether walking to the postal box or delivering it to an election office. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, 31 states allow some kind of designated delivery agent. In 10 states like Arizona, Connecticut, and Kentucky, family members or caregivers are allowed to deliver ballots. In Oklahoma, only a spouse, and in Texas and New Hampshire, only certain family members. 16 states like Nevada, Kansas, and Florida allow the voter to designate a person such as a neighbor or church member to deliver a ballot. In general, dropping off a ballot at an election office may require the delivery agent to show ID and possibly fill out a form. These rules vary widely by state, so it's best to check with your local election office for details. For a list of general rules by state, visit AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
90.7 FM.
Carmen Borgia here.
from Ukuleles Unleashed, I co-host with John Sturman. We're extremely grateful to WGXC to be able to really do a show where all we have to think about is ukuleles for 2 hours. And not everybody would let us do a thing like that. So we're really grateful. And here's a song. It's a song by the Felice Brothers, and it's a favorite of our ukulele crowd. And I've adjusted the lyrics a little bit. So instead of the girlfriend, I've changed that to WGXC in this case. So, and it's a lively little ukulele song. It's called a radio song. WGXC, the dying leaves are dancing off the trees. They got an easy way. Let's you and me go dancing. Record dancing and shit. Hey, 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 hey. Please don't you ever die. You ever die. You ever die. Lift us into the air. Into the air. Into the air. Play our radio songs. Radio songs. Radio songs. Dying stars are falling down on us. They got an easy way. Oh, let's you and me go falling too, all the way out into the blue. Hey, oh, please don't you ever die. You ever die. You ever die. Oh,
nice job, Carmen.
Carmen.
You rock.
That's from our group to you guys.
Ah, honey, you want to head upstate to Hudson? Check out the hubbub and the hot scene going on up there?
Oh, I don't know, dear. I really love it down here in Scarsdale, New York, and I have a lot of gardening and flower beds to do.
Oh, dear, dear. Let's get up there. Let's see what those 20-somethings are up to. They're so hungry, I love throwing them the blueberry muffins from the Escalade when we drive by.
Oh, that is good sport. You're right, honey. Let's go up the Taconic to check on the 20-somethings in Hudson. None of them have jobs. Let's turn on the radio. Oh, there's nothing here. I usually hear that left-wing communist radical lesbian radio station WGXC. I don't hear it anymore. Honey, what would I do?
I don't know, honey. Try the other band. Try the different band.
Oh, it's not coming in here either. Something's wrong. I hope they're okay. Please, get into my wallet and get the credit cards.
Yeah, let me get that credit card. Oh, here's a credit card, honey.
Oh, yes, send them some money immediately. Send them money so they can stay on the air. I love their diverse programming.
Yeah, I do, too. I love that show that plays that music from faraway lands.
Oh, honey, we've got to get up there and help them immediately.